This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The celebration of life for Daniel Baker of Craig is at 2 o'clock today in the auditorium at Moffitt County High School. Baker was a father and the parts manager for Cook Chevrolet. He died in a crash on icy roads on Highway 40 last week. In a wolf update, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is planning the next release of wolves, which are coming from British Columbia in Canada. CPW says wolves will be released either in Rio Blanco County, Eagle County, Garfield County, or Pitkin County. CPW met with elected officials of those counties in Rifle last week to explain how they'll decide where the new group of wolves will be released. Last year, the first group of wolves to be released in Colorado happened in December in Grand and Summit counties, very close to the Rout County border. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is having a meeting with local ranchers and producers in Meeker next week. It's at 6:30 Monday at the Fairfield Center in Meeker. Rio Blanco ranchers are asking that we let everybody know so that any ranchers in neighboring counties please attend the meeting as well. Oak Street between 9th and 11th Streets in Steamboat Springs will be closed today. Cranes will be placing the generator assembly for the new downtown fire station. The closure should last until about 5 o'clock. There will be local access to businesses there. Completion of the new City Hall downtown fire station is on schedule and on budget and is expected to be complete before the end of the year. A Steamboat Springs community blood drive is this afternoon and tomorrow morning, 9 to 1, Thursday, at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Steamboat Springs. You can register through donors.vitalant.org and use the blood drive code of 0234. Northwest Colorado Health is hosting a free event, 12 Tips for Holiday Grief. It's at 6:30 tonight in Library Hall at Bud Werner Memorial Library in Steamboat Springs. The event's open to anyone in the community and offers an opportunity to connect with others who've lost a loved one and learn tips to navigate grief during the holiday season. From up north in Bags, Wyoming, the Little Snake River girls volleyball team won the Wyoming State 1A Championships last weekend, so congratulations to the Rattlers. The Little Snake River Valley six-man football team from Bags is again headed to the Wyoming State Championships football game in Laramie this Saturday. They're up against number 2 Burlington at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a rematch of last year's state championship, but Burlington won that one. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.